whatever you can, just for a moment, stop and describe these two creatures and the differences between them and what you think of them, I'd appreciate.
Sure. The grays are non-emotional. They're, like I mentioned earlier, they're totally telepathic. They think at least 100 times faster. They process information 100 times faster. That's another reason why it's difficult. You just can't have a conversation with them. The grays also, when one thing about a human being is that we all have our false faces or our facades, which is perfectly normal. Meaning that if I first meet you, I don't know you, and I put up sort of a fence until I get to know you, and then I kind of let my guard down if I feel comfortable. Well, with these guys, when they communicate, they rip right through it, and they know everything about you. And I'm talking about what the way the grays are, and then I'm going to talk about the reptilians, because I think the reptilians get a bad rap. Am I okay with the details so far?
Sure.
Okay. One thing about the grays also is they radiate an energy that is miserably and stinkingly, I guess, miserably uncomfortable. I've also learned that that energy that they radiate, the higher the rank or the higher the authority, the more miserable the energy feels. Meaning that if they're 50 or 80 feet away, your spine starts to stiffen up, your breathing starts to become fast as they draw closer to you. And this is a natural thing with them, or it's a natural thing that's amplified by technology as a defense mechanism. So the reason I'm telling you this to define the difference in reptilians, because they're almost like us in a sense. But going back to that, the closer they get to you, and again, depending on rank and power, that expresses authority. Your body starts to shut down first. The first thing, your heart races, your breathing gets fast and rapid, you sweat. And then all the glands in your brain that drop all those chemicals to make fear, adrenaline, and all that stuff just dumps into your body.
All right.
And then in a lot of cases, now you're paralyzed as they get closer, then you'll black out. It took me years to overcome that sensation. And the best way to describe it would be, it's not from this world. And it's
okay, is that the only way that you were able to discern the difference in social status or rank, if
Absolutely.
You will, among the grays?
Absolutely, because we're talking many hundreds of abductions. I know it sounds like a lot and unreal, but it is. And different ways to get one to cooperate was a lower-ranking one would do his methods with his horrible feeling energy, and if you resisted it, a more authoritative figure would come in, and even as that one was entering the room, the next thing you know, your heart felt like it was going to stop, your breathing was short, your back stiffened up, you were scared to death, and as he got closer, you could tell the rest of them were in submission to this individual. And then he would, they like to look over your head, because again, for those first 6 years, I was always sitting on this thing, and they would look over usually my right-hand side of my head, and as they would stare over my head, it made it nearly impossible by what they were radiating to resist whatever they wanted to be done as this thing progressed. And then they'd walk out of the room. They'd come in, make their entrance, get it done, and walk out, and then the lower-ranking ones would go about the whatever task that they wanted to do with you.
Okay, Jim, was there any difference? I think most of the audience is familiar with the classic picture or visual descriptive of the grays. Is it accurate? Is there any difference?
Well, I've learned over the years now there's the cosmos and it's rich with different species of all types of beings. So I refer to these as, they're commonly referred to as the grays, and pretty much have been pretty much the same species. And there were always two kind. One was I'll say what they were. They were 4.5-5 feet tall.
Okay.
But they're, in my eyes now, and as the years have progressed, they're perfect. I don't mean they're perfect beings. I'm not claiming to embrace alien culture, and because I still have I don't have a 100% trust. I'm always leery. But what I mean by perfect is that the way they're built and the way they walk and the way they can get around and the way they burn energy is they're extremely economic in a sense. So they're streamlined, they're strong, it's the thin fingers, yes, and the eyes are bigger than our eyes are, you know, much bigger actually. And what I call the true aliens or the true grays, and their face is, the skin is leather-like. I don't know if they're wearing clothes. I don't know if it's a suit because they either look naked or it's a real thin suit.
I was about to ask that.
Skin.
And they're not, there's no sexual differentiation.
The groin area is, if it's covered, you can't see it. Now I always, it's like mashed in, so where you couldn't tell. But, I always get a sense, and I have over the years, that better than 95% of the grays that I've encountered were male. And on rare occasions, I've gotten, have had experiences with a feminine touch where I thought it was women. Now, kind of where I was going to go later, but I'll touch on it now.
No, that's fine. Why did you think, I mean, other than, with no obvious sexual reference, why would you think male or female?
Well, as the years went on and as the interactions evolved, see, I was always paralyzed. They finally cut me loose. In fact, the first few times they cut me loose, I kicked one. I always wanted to.
But that was another question, whether you had any physical interaction. I was about to ask that, too.
Yeah, it took them a lot of years to let me loose. Now, I wouldn't hurt them now, but all I ever wanted to do, and I would scream this at them, all I want to do is squeeze your fat heads off your skinny, squeeze your skinny little neck to your fat head pop. And if any opportunity I had to turn me loose to kill them, that's all I wanted to do. And as I was mentioning earlier, the loathing and the anger is what kept me in one piece. And kept my memory intact. And so they screen imaged all the time. In the beginning years, they tried to act as if they were angelic, and they could make themselves look that way. And I would shake it off because I learned how to shake off that energy and say, "Hey, bull doo doo." Then at times they would come on like, "Okay, we're the devil," and I go, "Yeah, right. You're the devil. He flies around in a UFO and he has rooms, you know." And and all of these things and all the other tricks that they do. So what they do is they use the least amount of energy to convince you whatever they want you to be. They don't have an ego. They don't need to reveal themselves. And whatever works for people, they're masters. And we're talking about gray still. They're just absolute masters of deception. They're chameleons.
Right. This is a big argument about what grays are, Jim. Some people think they're robotic manufactured creatures. Others think they're biological entities. It sounds like you think they're biological entities.
They absolutely, in my experience, are. And they have, but see, they have more amongst them, worker beings. So, I mean, you could have a room of them, let's say, on board. Let's say there's a dozen in a room. 10 or 11 will be the little worker beings, which I know are partially robotic because I messed with them. Anytime I could mess with any of them in my resistant days, I did. And, oh, God, I can just go on. There were times that I tried my hardest to see if I can bring out something human because I could see there was a biology. They were robotic. You could see something that was metallic, and yet, you know, what I learned about the eyes, I believe the eyes are about the huge eyes or to absorb energy so they can move around, just like a solar panel.